The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I saw a pale horse.
The beast.
We're told in the book of Revelation.
This is not a human child.
Isn't an angel?
Satan! Armageddon is almost upon us.
Order the use of nuclear weapons.
The world is a fine place and worth fighting for.
From one end of the world to the other, I will oppose you.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. This is PID Radio.
From the heartland of America, where we've reached the end of the week, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Reach the end of the week or the weakness?
not the weakness, just the end of the week, so... The weakness, well,
I'm arriving at the weakness right now. I am not leaving it behind. I've been decorated for Christmas all week.
Yes, and the living room is looking it's
beautiful. But the weather outside is not frightful at all.
No, it is delightful.
It's delightful. And it's tough to decorate for Christmas when it's 75 degrees outside.
That is a fact. It's November 12th, 2010. Greetings. Thank you for inviting us into your audio player, whatever the form may take.
We're inside your head.
And we're ready to discuss the week that was. And, you know, it's almost like you reach Friday afternoon. It's a little after almost 7 p.m. Eastern time now as we record this. And it's like, you know, sigh of relief, made it through another week.
Made it past 11:11.
We did, yeah, yeah.
Well, we did. I mean, there were a lot of people this year who kept saying 11:11.
Watch for the date.
11:11.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, next year, 11:11:11.
Right.
Now, that seems a little more like a date to take a peek at. I'm saying watch for 11:22.
Okay.
That date's been used before.
Sure. Yeah. Yes, it has.
The Kennedy assassination.
Right. But
it is 33. But, you know, also, there was a recently, one of our listeners sent in a very astute observation, I thought. I didn't see the show that morning, but apparently on a morning Fox and Friends show, Steve Doocy said at the top of the hour, at the opening of the show, something to the effect of, good morning, everybody. We're glad you're with us. We're starting 11 seconds late.
Yeah.
And at the end, as he closed up, he said, oh, we're 22 seconds late in signing off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very strange,
and 22.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And isn't 11:22 the date that new movie Skyline opens, the one that has the alien invasion that looks suspiciously like, you know, the rapture, people being sucked up into the skies?
Oh, you know what? You may be right. You carry on.
Yeah.
You talk.
And there is another meme that's kind of floating around, which this reminded me of, that, let's see, Judgment Day, May 21st, 2011, and the end of the world, October 21st, 2011. Yeah, so that meme has been floating around. Somebody sent me an email on that, and frankly, I haven't bothered to even look into it because we've seen these dates come and go, 9909.
Well, exactly.
10, 10, 10.
And even, you know, 666. I mean, July 6th. I mean, June 6th of 2006.
Right. A lot of people were freaking out about that day, trying to make sure their babies weren't born on that day.
Either honey, don't touch me. It's 9 months till 666.
Induce or hold in. You know, it's weird stuff. And again, we don't follow these because we believe these numbers have any power in and of themselves, but because the human dupes of the powers and principalities apparently do believe that these things have some power. So anyway, yeah, we're just taking each day as it comes and thankful for this, the day that the Lord has made. And as you can hear the noise outside,
if you can hear
that little
ambulance
siren, it's, yeah, I forgot to close one of the windows here in the bunker.
So what's up with that missile?
Well,
do we know anything more about that?
Nothing official. You know, I think the official story is the media was induced and persuaded to just tell, you know, sort of give us all a collective pat on the head and say, hey, you foolish humans, this was just a jet airplane.
Get thee to the optometry office. You cannot see.
Yeah, it, you know, again, who are you going to believe? You know, us, the experts, or your lion eyes? Well, I'm sorry. You look at the video, and there are those who are military experts out there, not connected to the United States military, so no dog in the hunt necessarily, who say that's a solid fuel rocket. That is a rocket, maybe an amateur rocket, but it's a rocket nonetheless. Wayne Madsen, who is a reporter, investigative journalist with some former intelligence connections, intelligence connections from a former stint with the NSA and naval intelligence. Of course, his sources are unnamed, so how much credibility can we give them? We don't know. Mm. But he believes that Doug Hagman is on the right track. He didn't name Doug or his report, but basically their analyses track in that his sources, that is Madsen's, are telling him that it was a Chinese missile intended to send a message. And interestingly, he pointed out that it was the day after the Chinese, or a Chinese bond rating agency or credit rating agency, something that certifies debt, sort of like Moody's or Standard & Poor's, the Chinese equivalent, downgraded the debt of the United States. So, again, it's that little message from the government of China. You're messing with our economy by dumping $600 billion of worthless dollars, or dollars not backed by anything, into circulation. And you keep running these military exercises just off our coast. See how you like it.
Well, it's not making Obama very popular over at the G20 either. They're snubbing him left and right.
Yeah. He is in...
They're giving him a good shellacking.
Yeah.
That's his own word. He said he took a shellacking on November 2nd, and he's taken more shellackings over there.
Skyline, the movie, apparently opens on 11/12, so it may be opening, in fact, this evening. So
there you go. Well, so much for that.
Shows you how on top of the culture we really are.
Hey, I got to make an observation, and I do not know if this is really connected with the missile, but I find it curious.
Mm-hmm.
Federal agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement raided a house in Lincoln Street in Melrose today in California. They carried out boxes of files and records from the home of Richard and Lori Lloyd. Now, homeowner Richard Lloyd is a former employee of Raytheon.
Oh.
He was found at the airport in New York, John F. Kennedy, trying to board a flight with a Raytheon laptop computer. Mind you, I said former employee.
Mm-hmm. Former employee.
And that computer had information that he was not authorized to have.
Hmm.
Don't know if this has anything at all to do with a missile being suddenly, you know, this is a guy who's an expert in missile systems.
Yeah, what an interesting coincidence.
Suddenly trying to get out of the country with a laptop he's not supposed to have.
Hmm. And we don't know what was on the laptop, but we do know that his area of expertise would certainly be rather appropriate or relevant to what took off over the skies of Los Angeles on Monday night.
Well, exactly. And also, here's another thing that may or may not be connected. Sky 2, the helicopter that was filming, videotaping the contrail that we saw shown all over the news, is a sister chopper to Sky 9, which had to make a sudden, almost crash landed today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's okay, but...
So the choppers out there for the CBS television affiliates in San Francisco and Los Angeles are having a very exciting week.
They are. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, witnessed the missile and now an interesting
crash landing. And now suddenly one of the choppers, wonder what happened.
Just a coincidence, nothing
well,
to see here.
Well, apparently one of the employees with the chopper company tried to get into the hangar where the NTSB was investigating, and he was told no one gets to come in here. So NTSB is investigating it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty much standard operating procedure.
Oh, sure it is.
Yeah. Well,
Well, I'm hungry. I don't know about you. Oh, gosh. I'm taking a look at the news. Like I said, I've spent the day decorating for Christmas. So I haven't really had a whole lot of time to look at the news. Plus, I'm looking at the news through brand new glasses.
Yeah, not rose-colored, but new.
No, they're not rose-colored. Not at all. However, the temples, the side pieces, are a lovely shade of lavender.
Well, that's important to know.
I know.
And it'll probably show well on camera.
And pretty soon I need to think about that kind of thing.
I went to the optometrist yesterday and reached a milestone in my life where I finally broke down and agreed with the optometrist's recommendation for bifocals. So
no.
Yeah. Well, he recommended these a couple of years ago, and I said, look, I'm only 46. I don't need the bifocals. And, you know, I've gotten to the point now where reading with the glasses on, and I've got to have the computer terminal at the monitor has to be farther than arm's distance away. If it's closer than that, I have a headache by the end of the day. So
we've spent a lot of money at his place this week. Oh. You and I both. I saw him before you did, mm-hmm. and of course I hadn't had my eyes examined in about 7 years.
Yeah, yeah,
long time. So I'd been going on these, you know, going on fumes.
Well overdue.
And could hardly see, so, you know, it made it tough to find news on the computer. But he told me I wouldn't need bifocals because the difference between my distance vision and my near vision is so great. Mm-hmm. That he says, I just don't think you'd be very happy with those. So well, I got two pairs of glasses.
Well, and hopefully we'll have you know, clear vision as far as trying to see between the lines.
That's why I peer into darkness.
Exactly. So
because I can't see very well, I only have to peer. Well, let's see what else is going on.
Well, there's a report.
Now that we've made really bad jokes.
Yes, vamped for quite a while here. There's a report out on something we haven't talked about in quite some while, and that's the honeybee collapse. We talked about colony collapse disorder.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because with the G20 meeting, Sam is once again, you know, trying to get his bee, you know, agenda to be passed.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the picture of Sam dressed as the bee, that is pretty cute.
He's wearing his bee costume again this year, so we'll be posting those pictures as soon as they're available. But,
researchers in the UK are ready to start on a $2.3 million study into whether pesticides are in fact responsible for colony collapse disorder, messing with the brains and nervous systems of honeybees and other pollinators, because they have declined drastically in recent years. This was something we talked about back in 2007. I remember interviewing some guests about this out in Missouri. We had some folks out there who were in the bee business, and they were talking about it and said, well, it hadn't really hit there as drastically as it had other parts of the country and other parts of the world. But there are some places where bees have virtually disappeared, and that's dangerous because there are some crops out there, some nut trees in particular, if I remember correctly, like almonds, that cannot bear fruit unless they are pollinated by bees. So,
I think that from the time that I was a little kid until now, that the diversity of wildlife around me, not that they're all, you know, hovering around me, it's changed a lot. It seemed to me like the variety of birds in our backyard when I was a kid was so much bigger than the variety we see, even in St. Louis, where we saw a greater diversity of birds. Here we don't see that very many, and my sister Debbie was talking about the same thing. She's Southern Indiana, Kentucky. She's you know, lived in a lot of areas, and she's saying, it's like birds are disappearing. And it's almost like, along with the bees, it makes me wonder, are there – I mean, beekeepers are the ones that are reporting the bees disappearing.
Right.
But is anybody out there reporting species of birds dying off? We got to look into that because it just is an observation. I can't prove it. But it makes me wonder if it has anything to do with genetically modified foods.
Well, that's a really interesting. I mean, that's
affecting
a good question.
The whole food chain.
Sure, and that's a really good question, starting from the ground up. So there are those who would argue yes, but I don't know whether there's been any approved. Well,
hello, boys.
Yeah, it's the ones you can't hear that you got to worry about. I don't know whether there've been, you know, studies. At least none that have been made publicly known that have really investigated the implications, the consequences of everything from, you know, the very basic, foodstuff, grains that we consume being genetically modified. I don't know. I don't know that.
Well, it would be a monumental task. And the only way, of course, is to take it little piece at a time, which is how science works.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone has to sit over to the side and look at all these little pieces and put it together. And that just doesn't happen very often.
Well, and there's a very large financial incentive for it not to happen, because there are companies out there that make billions and billions of dollars selling seeds mm-hmm. to farmers and farming operations that would be in real trouble if it suddenly came out that this is making you sterile, or this is making you crazy, or it would be huge.
In fact, what it was a joke that I made when you and I were eating lunch today with Debbie. Last night we had meatloaf and stuff and green beans, and I had bought them mm-hmm. at our local grocer, but green beans aren't in season here right now. The farmers aren't growing the green beans. It's, the summer's over.
Right.
We already picked those. So they're coming from outside the state, and more than likely they're coming from either a very southern state like Florida or a very western state like mm-hmm. the Southwest, or they could be coming from Mexico or the Central American states or even South America. And I joked and I said, you know what, if these are, Mexican or South American green beans, it's very possible that I'm going to turn into a chupacabra here in a minute. And she, of course, didn't know what that was, and I explained it. But I said, the reason I said that is because there is a company, a big company, that rhymes with Han Granto, that is forcing farmers to use their seeds mm-hmm. down in these poorer areas, not only in the Americas, but also over in India. And these seeds are awful. They don't work as well as they were supposed to. They're terminal seeds, so the farmer can't gather his own seeds mm-hmm. at the end of it. And supposedly they're not supposed to need as much fertilizing, and they don't need as much chemical additives. In other words, this was going to save the farmer money.
Mm-hmm.
No, it does not. So they're stuck with these terminal seeds
right.
that they have to buy over and over again. And these are very often GMO seeds.
Right. And
so those green beans, if they came from down there, probably were genetically modified green
yes.
beans. Mutant beans.
Yeah. Well, speaking of mutant things, kind of a clumsy segue into a story that is really ramping up and garnering more attention as we get closer to the big Thanksgiving travel season, and that is Big Brother or Big Sister, as the case may be, mm-hmm. here in the United States, with Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano in charge of these things.
I see you.
Exactly. Looking at the full body scanners at airports. This is something we haven't talked a lot about. I think we did maybe once when it first came out and just said, look, this is intrusive. This is offensive, and frankly, not something I want to participate in. However, they're making it so offensive to opt out of the body scan now that it's a lose-lose proposition. Mm-hmm. If you go through the body scanner, the TSA employee watching the screen essentially gets to see you naked,
mm-hmm.
and that's so that they can make sure you're not,
or gets to feel you up.
If you try, and that's the option. If you try to opt out, they essentially then get to grope you.
Mm-hmm.
And
sorry, but I think that is horrendous.
Yeah.
And the point is to keep us safe on the airline. But you know what? I'm sorry. I know it's profiling, but if we are at war with people who took us out on 9/11, and that's what the claim is, mm-hmm. then those evildoers, again, we're not going to get into the 9/11 conspiracy on this moment. That's for another show.
Right.
These evildoers, as portrayed, are Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be profiling, would you not, Muslim travelers?
Sure.
Well, men who are Muslims have told their wives,
mm-hmm.
you will not submit to a search. You will not go through the scanner.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you get on in a burqa, and you could be a guy under there.
Yeah.
How do they know?
Right. I mean, frankly, I'm not comfortable with the idea of you going through a scanner and some guy in the booth there, getting to see you in a very revealing fashion.
I'm not comfortable. I won't fly.
Yeah, I mean,
there's just too much going on. I won't fly anymore.
Yeah, and if it comes down to that, if the option is having some Transportation Safety Authority employee grabbing my crotch, well, forget it. I'll find another way to get where I'm going.
Well, look for these scanners to get cheaper and cheaper so that they are not just in the airports, but they are also at government buildings and they are
schools, everywhere.
Schools. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And you're right. Probably sporting events, sporting arenas. There are 315 of these deployed now in 65 airports around the United States. And not only, I mean, you know, even if you're just concerned, not so much about the intrusion and the Fourth Amendment, implications of this. If you're just concerned about the radiation dose that you're getting from these x-rays
mm-hmm.
and want to opt out, they're still going to put you through a groping.
Oh, of course they are. I mean, lawyers have to be drooling over this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, well, you'd think anyway. And there are some doctors, by the way, U.S. scientists, scientists in the U.S. who have come out and said that while the overall dose of the x-ray that you're getting is probably not dangerous, there are some areas of your skin that may get a dangerously high dose. And one gentleman, Dr. Michael Love, who runs the x-ray lab at the Department of Biophysics at Johns Hopkins, said, statistically speaking, somebody is going to get skin cancer from going through these machines. So you're right. Lawyers looking mm-hmm. at this. And
I mean, you go to the dentist to get dental x-rays.
Yes.
And women are always shielded. I assume men are too.
Well, yeah, they put a big lead shield on you, and the person who runs the x-ray gets out of the room. I'm sorry, I cannot be in here while this is taking place. But in they want you to go through a full body x-ray with no lead shielding?
I'm sorry, but this has to be delaying, the flight departures like crazy.
Well, you'd think so.
If they've got 300 and some of them in 65 airports.
Right.
That's not enough for every terminal.
No, not every airport has them, obviously, but
even in the 65 airports.
Right. And as we get into the Thanksgiving weekend, which is traditionally in the United States the busiest travel weekend of the year, it's going to be really nasty. And if you get somebody who just says, look, I don't want to be groped and I'm not going through that machine, that could cause even more delays. There are those who are really upset about this. Pilots, in fact, who are really cheesed about this because they're making pilots go through this.
Oh,
and there
they're
are pilots
refusing
who
to do it.
Pilots who are refusing to do it. In fact, pilots who are being advised by their colleagues to just call in sick. If they're going to make you go through this machine and you don't want to just call in sick, make them get another pilot.
Well, think about it. If you're the pilot on a flight, you're going through these machines over and over and over again. Have your children now because you will not be able to have them later.
Exactly. So they're telling us that this is necessary to prevent hidden explosives. Look, if it's come to that, and if it's come to them having to cop a feel in order to determine whether or not you're a threat to the passengers on the plane, then there really is no way to guarantee the safety mm-hmm. on the plane.
No.
And again, that doesn't bother me so much, the threat of being blown up in the middle in midair. What really bothers me to the point where I would prefer not to fly unless there was absolutely a family emergency that required it is yeah. having to go through the machine or facing the choice of going through this x-ray machine or having somebody with a minimum wage employee, grabbing myself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
I don't want that. Either way,
Sam says, don't do it.
No.
He says, you don't want that. Well, Billy, if you're really tired of having to go through the x-ray machine and you just think that you just want to show the government what you think of it all, go on down to Sanford, Florida, and buy yourself a pickup truck. Because with every used truck down there, you get a free AK-47.
A free AK-47. How do they get away with that?
I don't know. But they've got a sign up with a gun on it. It says, part of it looks like it's handwritten, free AK-47, see dealer for details.
This sounds like a honeypot. They're trying to draw people in.
Well, they've gotten national news by writing.
Well, sure they have, but I'm sure that the local law enforcement and federal agencies have also taken names and numbers of everybody who's gone in to ask about that special deal.
Oh, gosh. Well, hey, this is something I did not get a chance to talk about a few days ago. Have I talked about the smallpox story yet?
No, we have not. In fact, you mentioned earlier today that this was something we needed to talk about.
Well, Sega Technologies is a small company that has been working on a smallpox treatment.
Smallpox treatment?
Yes, you heard me right. A smallpox treatment.
No, wait. I thought smallpox had been eradicated.
Well, that's what they told us, isn't it?
Hmm.
Smallpox has been eradicated. That's still confirmed at the CDC. But a small company owned by McAndrews and Forbes Holding, which is owned by Ronald Perelman. Billionaire Ronald Perelman. And he happens to be in the good club with Bill Gates.
Oh, okay. The good club. That was the group that included Oprah Winfrey and Warren Buffett and a number of
Except she wasn't invited to the last meeting. Did I tell you that?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I don't know why.
Well, maybe she was busy.
Yeah, could be.
Ronald Perelman, who is 67. He is invested in grocery, cigar, licorice, makeup, car, photography, television, camping, security, lottery, jewelry, banks, and comic book companies. This is a jack of all trades. His specialty apparently is finding companies that
he rehabs companies.
Yeah, are failing and making them better, which is better than some others out there, like the guy who bought TWA in St. Louis back when we were there. I don't want to get into names, but anyway, guy who bought TWA and essentially gutted it.
Well, here's what's really interesting
about
this.
And then sold the bones to American.
Well, I find this this story interesting for a couple of reasons. One is that it's smallpox treatment. So what does Sega know that we don't know? Could it be that smallpox is about to make a brand new appearance in a new form? That's something a writer can get a hold of. In fact, it's something I'm thinking about. More than that...
Well, I'm just looking at some of the stuff that this guy's invested in, and this guy's a heavy hitter.
But here's the other part of the story. The other shoe. The story is about the fact that they were turned down for small business loan. Because of that, they can't continue the work on their ST-246 smallpox treatment, and their shares fell 10.5%.
Ah, okay.
So is it possible that someone is trying to drop the share price, someone who owns 13.4% of Sega right now and would like to own more
of it
before the smallpox treatment hits the streets.
Yeah, and becomes really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good question. Again, if you're not familiar with this guy, just think Revlon. This is the guy who brought Revlon back from the brink.
Yeah.
Marvel Comics. Mm-hmm. He's the guy. So anyway, this guy's got some money. Married to fourth wife was Ellen Barkin, actress Ellen Barkin.
Yeah, I think she's now gone.
Ex, yeah. Man, he goes through wives like companies, but it's
he rehabs them. He buys the wives that are underappreciated. And
there's a story there.
I know.
Well, this is interesting, and we'll keep a watch on it because again. You know, I don't follow this as closely as you do because this is not my background, but I thought smallpox was all but eliminated.
It is. That's been one of the bragging rights of the United States for decades, that smallpox was eradicated.
So to have a treatment be worth anything, you'd have to have a need for a treatment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, who's on your show tonight?
Well, tonight we got those young fellows from Ohio, the co-authors of The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship, Paul and Philip Collins. We're going to talk about the virtual panopticon, the total surveillance state.
Ooh.
What is the panopticon and why is the all-seeing eye and that concept important to us in the 21st century?
That sounds like one of those shows that you do not want to miss.
Yeah. So that's tonight. And, until then.
Are we out of time?
We are.
That was the wrong one, honey. Hit it again.
I even had this one color-coded. I have no excuse.
I really love you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. PID Radio is a production of the PID Radio Network, a division of Gilbert House. Please visit our website at PIDradio.com, where you'll find show notes and links to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. We wish to thank all those who help undergird and underwrite our ministry through prayers, feedback, and donations. To contact us directly, email us at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. Opening music adapted from The Alchemist's Tower by Kevin MacLeod, www.incompetech.com.
Closing music, New Day Coming by Steve Grace, stevegrace.com. Content, copyright Gilbert House, and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. For more information, see creativecommons.org.
Gonna step up to the microphone, say it loud and clear, a better day is coming.